שלום, נפתח את השיעור שלנו היום.
Hello, we'll start our lesson with the writings of Bala Sulam from the article A Handmaid Who Is Heir to Her Mistress.
It's a very special article from Bala Sulam. It's not an article. I would say it's a draft for an article. For a big article that he probably wanted to write. But in this case, he just wrote some bullets. But we should learn what he left behind, because these things can truly illuminate our path.
The handmaid who is heir to her mistress. This requires a thorough explanation. To make it clear to all, I will choose to interpret the matter by what is revealed to us for this reason, and extends to us here in the conduct of this world. Again, this requires a thorough explanation. To make it clear to all, I will choose to interpret the matter by what is revealed to us for this reason, and extends to us here in the conduct of this world.
Meaning this lion, a handmaid who is heir to her mistress, meaning there was governance by the creator, and this governance, this leadership got inverted, clothed in something that's distant from the creator, maybe even opposite the creator, certainly at a lower degree from him. And we are under this governance of the handmaid, a low, unnatural, false, and so on and so forth. And this replaced the governance of the creator. We have to make efforts to raise ourselves to a higher degree where the governance of the creator is. So the mistress is in concealment. This is called the governance of the creator. And in her place, a lowlier governance called a handmaid is in control. Internality and externality.
Internality and externality. The thing is that the upper roots extend their power by cascading until their branches appear in this world, as it is written in the explanation of branch and root. As a whole, the worlds are regarded as internality and externality, like a heavy load that none can lift or move from place to place. Hence, the advice is to divide the load into small parts and subsequently transfer them one at a time. It is similar in our matter. Since the purpose of creation is invaluable for a tiny spark such as man's soul can rise in its attainment higher than the ministering angels, as our sages said about the verse, now it will be said to Jacob and to Israel, what has God wrath? They interpreted that the high angels will ask Israel, what has God wrath?
Governance is concealed. We don't know where to locate it, how to detect it, in what way to come to it. Everything is concealed. And that is truly how we feel ourselves in this world. And
the evolution of Israel, internality, one at a time. This abundance will come to us only by developing one at a time. As in the above allegory, even the heaviest load can be lifted if we split it into pieces and raise them one at a time. Not only the general purpose comes to us in this manner, but even the physical purpose, which is but a preparation for the general purpose, comes to us through gradual and slow development. Hence, the worlds have been divided.
Meaning, it's possible that it's not the nature of spirituality to develop so gradually, so slowly, rather we are the ones who cannot grasp the spiritual development all at once. So, hence, it opens up towards us in this way. That's how it's revealed. And that's to our benefit, so we would be able to grow alongside the revelation of this development, this evolution, to feel it, to understand it, maybe to determine its development according to ours, and so on and so forth. I mean, the fact that this is a slow development, gradual development, it's to our benefit, to allow us to raise ourselves and adapt ourselves to spirituality.
Hence, the worlds have been divided into internality and externality, where each world contains illumination suitable to operate in a slow development, and they are called the internality of the world.
I don't see any questions, so we'll continue.
Rav, so this topic is a continuation of what we spoke about in the morning?
What do
you mean?
Everything we spoke about this morning, about the interpretation of what the wisdom of Kabbalah is in comparison to other things.
Of course, we're staying on the same track. I want in these lessons, maybe a few more weeks, until we finish those general articles by Baal Sulam, the concern evolution, ourselves, creation, so we'll know. So we have a general knowledge. Everyone will have the same general knowledge of our place in the system, the laws that influence us, how do we influence them. We would know together where we are and how are we advancing. We should have a common foundation.
So the question rose here that I heard in the subtext this morning, why is this so important now?
Specifically now, because we are entering critical situations in our development because of the coronavirus. You know, pregnant women and embryos or newborn babies, you understand that these things, the beginning of the development, are very delicate and dangerous. So we have to protect ourselves when we're going through our evolution in these such special external conditions. So sharp that we would know where are we, why are we there. We'll have the fuel for connection. We should have the understanding why we need to advance in this way and another way to protect ourselves. I think these articles that explain to us the general state of creation and our place in it and where we are, they give us a general perception of reality, and it helps us not to make mistakes, not to be under the influence of random incidents and fall to the right or to the left. But to stay on the path to the purpose of creation is the middle line, not right nor left, only using the will to receive and the intention to bestow in such a way that we balance them together. We extract the middle line from them. We use the will to receive as much as possible to the extent we can draw into it the reforming light and the intention to bestow. Then both have to be in equivalence of form and balance, and then only according to this balance called the middle line, we advance.
Florida.
The article talks about pieces or parts. Can you please explain what are these pieces?
I said in the beginning that it's likely that Baal Sulam would have liked to write a more expansive article, but for the time being, it was customary for him. He would write down highlights, notes, bullet points, what he wants to write about in each and every chapter. And so what we see before us, this is the abstract of the article that he wanted to expand on later. But like in several other places, he never came back to write the full article, but left it as is. And we have to understand that all those things never got published anywhere before we published them in our books. Because he never published it. He published the study of Ten Sefirot, Tess, and the book of Zohar, and that's it. The Sulam commentary in the book of Zohar and the study of Ten Sefirot. Even the house of the gate of intentions, he didn't publish all his articles. He published nothing. He just wrote it, and that's it.
They got
published in the newspaper The Nation, and but then after the paper got closed, he said the generation is not worthy, and I'm not writing. This is where we're try to advance in spirituality through small states, small degrees, until we can see that they come together and reach the bigger states. That's how our path works. So it's in everything like that. Spirituality is teaching us to take everything in the right weight, the right measure, only according to the strength we have, to balance the force of reception and bestowal to the midline. That's what I said. Let's go.
Title: Development of the Nations of the World, Evolution of the Nations of the World, Externality at Once. Opposite them are illuminations that can act only at once. Hence, when they appear here in their worldly branches and are given control, not only do they not correct, they even ruin. Our sages call it unripe. As it is written concerning the tree of knowledge and Adam HaRishon, that they ate unripe fruit. This means that it is truly a dainty delight, immeasurably pleasant, and is destined to delight man, but in the future, not at present, as it is still growing and developing. This is why they compare it to an unripe fruit, since the fig too, which is the sweetest, most pleasant fruit, when eaten prematurely, will upset one's stomach and he will die. Indeed, we should ask, who is the one who brings such an act into the world? After all, it is known that there is no action in our world that comes without a strike in the upper root. know that this is what we call the control of the externality. As in the verse, God has made one opposite the other. It contains a force that pushes and rushes towards the revelation of the internal guidance. As our sages said, I place upon them a king, such as Haman, and against their will they will repent.
Meaning we have the forces of development from above, but that comes to us in a negative way, by awakening in us the evil force, negative force, and when we awaken by this bad negative force, we wish to mitigate it from the nature of creation, from Lo Lishma, until we come to the state where we wish to organize it and arrange it so it would be aimed not only to our benefit, but to the benefit of the Creator, and later only for the sake of the Creator. And this will become to our development willingly. That's one thing. The other thing is that all of humanity and the will to receive should be divided in two. Those who, from their nature, they yearn to come to the revelation of the Creator, to equivalence of form, to adhesion with the Creator, they are called Yeshakel. And they're being cared for, the advance gradually. Continuous over thousands of years. And there's another part in human species, in the souls, you can say, that we correct all at once by connecting to Galgalta Venaim, Israel, when they, the nations of the world, are called Achap. Because they are completely in the will to receive without the participation of Bina, the will to bestow. And then this state where they have only the forces of Malchut without the forces of Bina, it doesn't let them advance and build two lines on two legs, Malchut and Bina, Bina and Malchut. And that's how they can advance. When they raise part of Bina to a higher degree, they seemingly grasp the degree of Bina and they raise themselves with their Malchut to the degree of Bina. Again, they use the force of Bina to raise themselves to a higher degree, and again they pull up their Malchut to the degree of Bina. That's how they advance. But it's right, left. First, it's right, the force of bestowal in them until they come to a higher degree, and then the force of the left. That's why it says, wherever you turn to, you should turn to the right. Start from the force of bestowal. And there are those who are not called Yisrael, Yisharkel. They cannot advance this way. For them, they only have the will to receive. There's no desire to bestow. So they advance by joining Israel, meaning when Israel are already in vessels of bestowal and working with their will to receive, then the nations of the world can join Israel. But their correction is happening all at once, meaning they don't have this gradual advancement, left, right. They do it in one go. By discovering, revealing the will to receive, they have no choice but to restrict it, and then Israel are taking them, as we say, to their desire to bestow. And that's how we advance. That kind of correction is not revealed in the world yet. When we advance with our corrections towards them, we'll see how it gets done. Such forces and states will appear that we'll have to do it this way. Maybe a bit more, and then we'll ask. Keep your questions, we'll let you ask.
Internality are the people of Israel. Once we've clarified the upper roots, we will clarify the branches in this world. Know that a branch that extends from the internality are the people of Israel, who have been chosen as the operators of the correction and the general purpose. They contain the preparation required for growing and developing until they come to move the nation to achieve the general goal. Again, the internality are the people of Israel. Once we've clarified the upper roots, we will clarify the branches in this world. Know that a branch that extends from the internality are the people of Israel, who have been chosen as the operators of the correction and the general purpose. They contain the preparation required for growing and developing until they come to move the nations to achieve the general goal.
Meaning in the people of Israel, there's the power, there's the preparation, and accordingly there's an understanding because they develop in this way. To those vessels that they belong to, Golgot Veinaim, to break into spirituality, to establish their place in spirituality, and later to connect back to the Ahab, the nations of the world, and mobilize them and connect them to them, and this way all of humanity, first Golgot Veinaim and later Ahab, enter each and every degree. Like there's an animal, like a caterpillar.
Zachal.
Yeah, first part and then another part behind it. First part and then that's the back part. And that's in this way we move from degree to degree. Again.
The externality are the nations of the world. The branch that extends from the externality is the rest of the nations. They have not been imparted the qualities that make them worthy of receiving the conducts of development of the purpose one at a time. Rather, they are fit to receive the correction at once and to the fullest, according to their upper root. Hence, when they receive dominion from their root, they destroy the virtues in the children of Israel and cause suffering in the world.
That's the gradual advancement, although by the end of correction there's no difference between the nations of the world and Israel, because everything becomes tensefuot, one kli, one light, without any differences between any of the parts. Let's take a few questions. Hebrew 10.
כן, רב במאמר הוא מדבר על שהעולמות נחלקו לחיצוניות ורוחניות.
He speaks here in the article that the worlds have been divided into externality and internality that are contradicting. And also he says that it's for our benefit. That this is what paves the path for our spiritual development.
Because the Creator divided the big will to receive into two parts. The part that can join in order to bestow from the beginning, called Gagal Taveinaim, Yashar Kel, Israel, and a part that cannot join right away to in order to bestow, called the nations of the world, and it will join later. First, Israel comes to in order to bestow, and then they project to the nations of the world their degree, and the nations of the world begin to move in the same direction. And there's already some connection between the nations of the world and Israel, and they can help one another.
So especially now, it's felt that there's something worldwide happening. The world pandemic is changing. We see all awakenings around the world. Why is this a critical point in our development? Why are we learning this now?
Because we're talking about the general correction of the whole world, the entire vessel of Adam HaRishon. That's why we're learning about Gagal Teveinaim, about the Hap, about the connection between them, the order of the connections. First of all, Galta Ve'Naim called Israel, those who have a tendency for the revelation of the Creator, and later Ahab, who don't have such a tendency or don't feel it at all, don't even know, are completely disconnected, or they know, but for the time being, they lack a great desire and an impulse, and they're all kinds. It's a ladder of degrees from 0 to 100% a desire to be in adhesion in the revelation of the Creator.
May I ask one more question? What does it mean that they join Israel? They subjugate themselves? What does it mean that they join Israel?
Joining meaning Ahab that joins Galgalta Ve'Naim. The upper light, first of all, a part of the desire joins, part that makes up the upper half of the spiritual partsuf of the soul, which is Galgalta Ve'Naim. They are similar to the will to bestow, close to it. And the second part, who don't have the intention to bestow, cannot come to it. They're called the Ahab. They join later out of this mixing with Israel.
Moscow 6.
В статье сказано то, что так достигается не только общая цель, но даже цель физической.
It says in the article that by this you attain not just a general goal, but also the corporeal one. What does it mean?
We need to arrange our work in this world, in the bodies, and all sorts of preparations, also in this way. First, we build everything that belongs to the ascent. Let's say to the group of Nebuch, this great big global group, and then in that we are making room for the rest of the humanity, all the Ahab, to also be able to learn from them and rise together with them. Kiev.
Вот вы описали вот этот процесс, когда мы берем часть Малхут, поднимаем ее, исправляем к Бине каждый раз.
You describe this process, Bina to Malchut, that it's raised to Bina every time. Are these the relationships?
Yeah.
Но вот мы как бы существуем, вот наши все товарищи, мировая группа, получается одновременно и со служанкой, и с госпожой.
The relations between a handmaid and her mistress. We also have a handmaid and also her mistress. And is that the relations?
Exactly. Tell me, please, if we are taking care of the nations of the world and we are bringing them the right treatment and the education and we organize everything from them, does it mean that we are the handmaid, the mistress, or the handmaid? Tell me, who are we?
Turns out that we are the handmaids.
Well, that's why it's a thing and it's opposite. What can you do? It's like children and their parents. You can say, well, parents are so great. What are they doing? They do everything for their kids. The kids spin them on their little finger and the parents do everything according to the desire of the kids. And the same thing is here. The one who has a greater desire has to be lower, has to take care of everyone. But us, we who accept this work, we are grateful for it. Thank you for giving me this kind of work because I can now serve everyone because the work in order to bestow for me is work in, it's an honorable work. That's how I take it.
Скажите, пожалуйста, вот тут он пишет Бальсулам в статье, что вот эта часть нижняя, она как бы даже
начинает. He also writes here in the article that this lower part, it starts harming the development of creation? What is this mechanism that it starts destroying something?
So ego, it's the hate, the greater and greater hate. That's why it says that at the end of correction, the insolence will rise. People will be very coarse. The hate will rise to the heavens, really. Because such desires are revealed that were never before seen during the correction of the world. And they're all going to be revealed, and that's why the world will be will appear very coarse, lowly, egoistic. It's not what we have yet. It's going to be much worse. Much worse. Kids will disregard their parents, will obligate them to serve them. Everyone will come to such degrees of coarseness and control that it will be, nobody will understand how it can be. But even those who rise with such egoistic desires, they won't understand what people want from them. They do it from within their own desire, and that's why they feel that it's right. They deserve it. Like we sometimes see what people demand in the United States, one group from another. How can it be? Did you earn it? Did you do it? Did you build it? No, I deserve it. That's how I want it. And that's it. So these things are yet to make an appearance. We have to be prepared for a world that is going to get much coarser, much more egoistic compared to today.
Also in this morning today you said that there are the lower reshimot that develop until the state of crises until we correct them. When do we correct them? Through the connection between us, through in the ten, in the group, or also by reaching out to them?
Also by reaching out to them, yes. Of course. First, they get included in us above, and then we get integrated in them down below.
Kivichol tachad hanagata shel hashivcha, ma sikuim shanu leitchaber.
In the leadership of the handmaid, how does that relate to us connecting? Does it make it easier? Does it make it more difficult when the handmaid becomes hair?
We have no choice. We have to correct the entire kli. We need to understand that we're only a conduit. Israel is called a conduit. It doesn't exist for itself. This is called the incorporation of the forces of bestowal inside vessels of reception. This is called Israel. But these vessels of reception themselves, they require correction. That's what we're talking about. And this is called the nations of the world. So the world was created so the nations of the world would come to adhesion in the Creator. And Israel exists only in order to realize this correction, make it happen. And we should not forget about that. And that's why, that's the main reason for anti-Semitism, the hate of the nations of the world toward Israel. They deserve it. They feel instinctively that they deserve to be in contact with the Creator. And also instinctively, internally, they feel that Israel are not bringing them to that contact. From that, you can understand how much their demand is coming from the depth of the general structure of reality of the soul. But that's how they feel.
Baltia 1.
Вопрос, товарищи. Внутренняя часть или внешняя, какая разница?
Question from a friend, the inner and outer paths, what's the difference if the world goes towards loss?
We've been gathered here, as Rabash writes, in order to establish a society that would correct the world.
French.
Rav, pourquoi avoir séparé en deux le grand désir de recevoir alors que la correction doit être globale? C'est quoi le bénéfice alors que ça semble ralentir la correction?
You say to divide the will to receive to two. If the correction is to be global, it seems like it slows down the process.
It's not that someone just had a desire to do it like that. We learned that there's an upper light. Inside this upper light, a desire to receive was created. And the upper light that influences the will to receive develops it on the degrees of Shor, Shalef, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Later, on the degrees of Shosh, Aleph, and Bet, half of Bet, the light is still working, the will to receive is barely felt, whereas in half of Bina, Zeon, Pin, and Malchut, half of Bet, Gimel, and Dalet, these degrees, that is the place of the whether will to receive is in control. That's why we first correct Shosh, Aleph, Chetzi, and half of Bet, which is called Israel, and then we correct the will to receive on the second half of Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. This is the nations of the world, as it's called. That stems from the system, the integration of the will to receive and the will to bestow. Creator and created being cannot otherwise come closer to one another. Only in this way.
Почему есть такое неравномерное распределение в мире между Гальгальтой, Наем и Ахапом?
Why is there such an unequal division in the world between Galgalta, Naim, and Ahab? Galgalta, Naim is a minor percent of the Ahab.
Because Galgalta, Naim is connected to the upper light. It doesn't need to have, you know, more powerful, because if it's connected to the upper light, it only serves as a conduit. It conducts the force of bestowal, the upper light, to the Ahab. So it's enough for it, both in quantity and in quality, whereas the Ahab needs to be millions, billions of pieces that all receive from the same tiny Galgalteinaim. Look at us, Nebo, a few thousand people, and in truth the world does not require more. Does not. We might scratch a few more here and there, but in total, relative to humanity, it's a drop in the ocean, and we do not need any more than that. Because that force that exists in the Galgalta Ve'Naim is a divine force. A drop of that force can cover the entire corporeal world. Billions of people have no connection, no energy, no direction, and that drop can do all of that. It's like a tiny speck in our brain can manage, can govern the entire degree of man. It's like a microprocessor. It's the Creator, He's not limited. Whereas the will to receive is extremely limited.
So, Rav, it turns out that in our efforts to disseminate, on the one hand, we want to reach the entire world. On the other hand, to join people to us, we'll only join a minority that...
Doesn't matter, it's our work. I'm not making any calculations. How much yes, how much no. I also don't make any calculations for having students like you or other students. What can I do? This is what the Creator has given me. I'm doing my job. That's it. I'm not making any calculations with my brain. And I recommend you do the same.
אפשר לשאול, רב?
May I ask, Rav? So anti-Semitism is for our well-being. If there wasn't anti-Semitism, we wouldn't move.
If we could advance by ourselves to our work, then certainly we would be running ahead of anti-Semitism. No, try to catch up to us from behind, but because there's no other choice. That's how it advances us. PT 31.
The nations of the world, he said, feel that we are to blame. That's why there's anger in the form of anti-Semitism. If we will succeed in passing on to them the structure of the system, and they'll understand to the extent we are responsible, how will that change it? We'll still be responsible.
We don't need to do it. The main thing we need to do is to pull everyone to us. Let them join Golgotha Ve'enayim. Not to just pass them some knowledge. Rather, all of our work, our end of correction, we need to advertise everything to them.
Meaning we need to join them to Golgotha Ve'enayim and they'll be part of Golgotha Ve'enayim?
No. It'll be a hop of Golgotha Ve'enayim. Florida.
Lo shomim. Lo shomim.
Can't hear you.
Tov, ein lanu brira.
Да, извините, пожалуйста. Мы своим распространением пытаемся повлиять на мир. И в то же время мы просим у Творца силу, чтобы передать эту силу. Вот эту силу, которую мы просим. В виде чего она...
In our dissemination, we want to bestow upon the world, and we also ask the Creator for this force. How does this force look practically?
This is the force that shines through us to the nations of the world. How does it work? We can see according to the results.
Gilad.
אנחנו בכותרת עבד ושפחה.
We are continuing from the headline, from the subtitle, the a slave and a handmaid. The upper root called externality, as we've explained above, are generally called a handmaid and a slave. This aims to show that they do not intend to harm at all, as it may seem in superficial observation. Indeed, they serve the internality like a slave and a handmaid serve their master. Again, a slave and a handmaid. The upper roots called externality, as we've explained above, are generally called a handmaid and a slave. This aims to show that they do not intend to harm at all, as it may seem in superficial observation. Indeed, they serve the internality like a slave and a handmaid serve their master.
I think you should keep reading. Read.
The externality rule, when Israel do not demand depth in their work. The above mentioned control of the externality is called the exile of Israel among the nations of the world.
Meaning, when the nations of the world connect to us, they pass to us their heaviness in our work, because from them we receive an added ego, additional will to receive. It grabs us by the feet, and we cannot climb.
Though through it they inflict many forms of sufferings, degradation, and ruin upon the Israeli nation. However, to be brief, we will explain only what is revealed through a general observation, which is the general purpose. This concerns the idol worship and superstition, as it is written, They mingled with the nations and learned from their actions. This is the most terrible and dangerous position, which destroys the souls of Israel as it brings their vanities closer to the human reason. In other words, they do not require great depth to understand them, and thus plant the foundations of their work in the hearts of the children of Israel. Although an Israeli man is quite unfit to accept their vanities, in the end, they do induce idolatry and filth down to blatant heresy, until he says, all faces are equal.
This is the control of the nations of the world over Israel, that they bring such thoughts to Israel.
The reason for the concealment of Kabbalah. Now you can understand the matter of the concealment of the wisdom of the hidden from the eyes of the external ones, as well as what the sages said, a Gentile must not be taught Torah. There seems to be a contradiction between this and the Tanakh. Deve Eliyahu, who said, even a Gentile, even a slave, and even a handmaid who sit and learn Torah, the Shekhinah divinity is with them. Thus, why did the sages prohibit teaching the Torah to Gentiles? Next, teaching the Torah to Gentiles. Indeed, the Tana Deve Eliyahu relates to a converted Gentile, or at least to one who's retired from idol worship.
A person who wishes to reach the revelation of the Creator, he yearns for that. He is allowed to learn. What do you mean, allowed? It's possible. He can understand it and he can advance. Whereas someone who is still in order to receive doesn't want to come out of it, it's forbidden. Forbidden meaning impossible. He will attain nothing.
At least one who's retired from idol worship, from superstition, our sages conversely referred to one who did not retire from idol worship and wanted to know Israel's law and wisdom in order to strengthen and fortify their idolatry. You might say, why should we care if this Gentile has become more pious in his idol worship because of our Torah? If it does not help, what harm will it do?
Well, what's important to us? Meaning, why was the wisdom of Kabbalah concealed in the world for thousands of years?
Rashbi is weeping. Indeed, this is what Rashbi cried about before he explained an important secret in the wisdom of the hidden. As it is written, Rabbi Shimon wept, woe if I tell, and woe if I do not tell. If I tell, the sinners will know how to serve their idols. And if I do not tell, the friends will lose that matter. Meaning, just translating the Aramaic text. So if I tell, if I don't tell.
There's a problem here. You can only teach a person that has the intention to reach connection in the Creator. And if he does not have such an intention, he's not built according to the root of the soul, then he should not be taught.
He was afraid that this secret would come by the hand of idol worshippers, and they would perform their idolatry with the force of this holy mind. This is what prolongs our exile and brings upon us all the afflictions and the ruins as we now see before us. Since the sages of the nations studied all the books of the children of Israel, and turn them into delicacies to strengthen their faith, meaning their wisdom called theology.
If we're looking at what's happening all around us, we see that among all the nations, all the people, the wisdom of Kabbalah is has entered and give them an opportunity to build their societies and nations in such a way that they live from their idol worshipping in order to receive, and they have no connection, no desire to reach in order to bestow. This is among all the nations, and he who will understand will understand.
Two harms from revealing Israel's wisdom to the nation of the world. They have done two harms. A, besides clothing in our cloak, saying that all of the wisdom is by attainment of their own Holy Spirit, these mimics gain their reputation at our expense. By this, they strengthen their false teaching and obtain the strength to deny our holy Torah. B, an even greater harm came upon us. One who observes their theology discovers in it concepts and wisdom concerning the work of God that seem truer and more genuine than our wisdom. This is so for two reasons. The first is that they are a large society, and among them are great and proficient philologists who know their work to make matters acceptable to uneducated people. Theology comes from external teaching, and certainly a society of 8 billion people can produce many more great theologists than our society of 15 million can. Hence, one who observes their books falls into doubting that they might be right, or even worse, of course. The second and most important reason is that the sages of Israel conceal the wisdom of religion from the masses behind closed doors. However, they can, the sages of each generation, offer simple explanations to the masses and reject them with all kinds of tricks from their desire to even approach and touch the wisdom of the hidden.
This is the main problem. We don't disclose the wisdom of Kabbalah to everyone. So everyone thinks, what can it be? What's the difference between all the wisdoms the nations of the world have and between the nations of the world and Israel? In short, if the wisdom of Kabbalah is concealed, there's little or no difference between everyone. Consequently, we have no proof in our hands to show the nations of the world what needs to be done in the general correction. Okay?
Woe
if I tell. They do this for fear that the matters will fall into the hands of idol worshippers. As Rashbi wrote, if I tell, the sinners will know how to serve their masters. After all, we suffer plenty, even for the tiny things they stole from our vessels, which have seeped to them past all the vigil guarding. The reason for the concealment of Kabbalah. This clarifies what would happen to us if our sages revealed the wisdom of the hidden to all. And since we conceal, as long as our ordinary person is unfit to be given the secrets of Torah, he has no knowledge whatsoever in the wisdom of religion. Hence, such a person is obviously inspired and elated when he finds the trifling wisdom and explanations in their theology, whose essence is but a collection of stolen concepts from our hidden, with added literary densities. Once one sees this, he says and denies our practical law and ends in complete heresy.
Meaning, of course, if we don't teach the wisdom of Kabbalah to people, then they look at all kinds of wisdoms of the world, various theologies, and they have nothing to do. Not a choice but to take different foundations from there, and they exist accordingly. Each one builds his own worldview accordingly. Next.
A handmaid who is heir to her mistress. This is called a handmaid who is heir to her mistress, since the very power of the mistress, the control of the internality, is by the force of our wisdom and knowledge. As it is written, we are distinguished, I and your people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Now the handmaid has stepped forth and prides herself in public that she is the heir of this wisdom.
Exile means the Creator is not revealed, the wisdom of Kabbalah is not properly revealed, and specifically at that time, all the religions, belief systems, theologies are having their general celebration. They can lure people and tie them to them.
Chains of exile. Thus the essence of the chains of exile and its power come from the wisdom of Torah and its secrets, which they have managed to steal and place in their vessels past all the watchful guarding we have put up. With it, they misled the masses, saying they have inherited the work of the Creator and cast doubt and heresy too in the souls of Israel.
לא שומעים רב.
פיתי 6.
פיתי 6.
שואל, יש פעמים שהרב אומר להפיץ את חוכמת.
Sometimes the Rav says to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, the truth, sharply, without hiding, explicitly, in every possible form, and other times Rav says to hide it, to hide behind it, to talk only about connection, even if they won't know that it's us, only through connection. What's correct for our time, for these days?
This is truly in accordance with the time and the audience. As it's written, teach a boy according to his ways. According to his ways, meaning you have to relate to each and every part that you're going to disseminate to. If, for example, I'm disseminating in the United States or in Africa or somewhere, of course it will be in accordance with that place that I wish to bring closer to me. Then I need to rely on their views, on their perception, their mentality, everything that's in them, whoever I'm writing to. This is the point of the correct address. That's why I say sometimes you should conceal, sometimes you should reveal. It's according to the user.
In Israel of today.
Also depends on where I'm writing. If I used to write in Yediot Ahronot and Ma'ariv, the two major newspapers, and the one that's Jerusalem Post. I wrote in many newspapers, many places. I always more or less pay attention to who am I speaking to. This has to be like that. You can compare an article that I wrote in Israel and an article I wrote in the New York Times. You can compare them.
ככה זה. פיתי 34.
פיתי 34.
Скажите, пожалуйста, он пишет, что народы успели украсть и положить в свои плодовые какие-то знания. Как они могли находить...
He said that the nations stole the knowledge. How do they, with the intention to receive it, how can they even understand the words or the connection between the words?
They stole something. And they talk about it as if it comes to them from attainment. By that they can draw people in to engage in their theology, because by that they can also seemingly reach attainment. PT 20.
В чем была опасность распространения Каббалы, ну, до нашего времени, что ее так...
What was the danger of the wisdom of Kabbalah to be revealed until our days?
There, it was simply not developed enough in order to properly be used, all those ideas that everyone is now aware of. That the world is round, we all belong to one species, meaning one nation, that we have an upper force before us that we have to attain, and all those things, humanity didn't understand what is the meaning of attainment. Nothing. People lived in a very primitive way, with an intellect that would not allow them to discuss such things as attainment, understanding, critical thinking, etc. PT 19.
You now answered Dudi. I didn't understand. The last generation. Do you have to think who to write to and who not to write to, or do we need to publish to everyone? What limitations are there?
There are restrictions, nevertheless, because we don't want to awaken the negative forces that wish to harm us. There are many such powers everywhere, even in the government, and they can give us troubles. So we are limited, and I accept this limitation as a good thing, because it makes us look at those things and it helps us get organized correctly ahead of a general massive dissemination until the end of correction.
Oh, but we're lacking this in the study to know who we can, who we can't to.
In the studies, we talk about everything. It all depends on the preparation for the studies, that you will be able to receive more. Queens.
What's more important, dissemination or connection of the friends?
Unity is more important than dissemination. And we are going quickly to the women's side. I stole a minute, 2 minutes from them. Anyone who wants can stay and sing, but we are clearing him off the screen, please.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. To know inside there's a candle that glows, is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only